Dublin 4 by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Dinner in Donnybrook. She drew the dinner table 6 times and it always came out the same. If you put the host at one end and the hostess at the other, it didn't work out. She would sit with her back to the window and have a man on either side of her. Fine so far. Dermot would sit opposite her with a woman on either side of him. Fine again, but what about the 2 places in between? Whatever way you did it, you would have to have man sitting beside man and woman beside woman. She shook her head, puzzled. It was like those problems they'd always done at school. If you have 3 missionaries and 3 cannibals on an island and the boat can only hold 2. Not that it mattered, of course, and anybody who knew how much time she'd spend working it out would say she should spend a week in St. Patrick's. But still, it was very irritating. There must be a way. "There is," said her daughter Anna. She had telephoned Anna to talk about something else, but brought the conversation around to the perplexing dinner table. "At a party for 8, host and hostess can't sit opposite each other. You sit opposite the most important lady and put Dad on that lady's left." Anna had gone on talking about other things, not realizing that her mother was now drawing the dinner table again, with Dermot sitting facing the sideboard and the most important lady sitting at the other end of the table facing herself. "Are you all right, Mother?" Anna asked. Anna used to call her Mum, but now she said Mother. She said it in a slightly jokey tone, as if she'd been saying Your Ladyship. It was as if the word Mother were equally unsuitable. "I'm fine, dear," said Carmel. It irritated her when people asked, "Was she all right?" She never asked anyone else, "Were they all right?" even when they sounded most...